Wow. Sharon and Julie and Jeff and Bruce, thank you so much. Oh my goodness. Yes, yes. Ooh. So, yeah, you say you're going to talk about miracles for 4 weeks, and you just never know how the miracles are going to show up. The miracle of the energy, the music, the talent, that sets the tone, and I'm so, so grateful, so, so grateful. Hey, everybody.
Hi.
Oh, my God. I have a question for you. Take a deep breath. What if the universe is conspiring for your good? What if the universe is conspiring for your good? And we say that, but do we really, really believe it? Like, what if the creator of all of life was singing that song directly to you, whispering it in your ear? No mountain, no valley, no river can keep spirit from you, from being in you, from serving you, from listening to you, from providing for you. What if you really believed that the universe is conspiring for your good? If you really believed that, and you operated from that, and you spoke from that, and you solved problems from that place, and you had fun and all the joy that you could imagine from that place of knowing spirit is conspiring for my good. Yes.
Amen.
Then you know what? I think that your life experience every day would be different. We would have, well, maybe I should just speak for myself. I might have navigated COVID and the pandemic a little differently if I really believed that the universe was conspiring for my good. Some of the fear, some of the sadness, some of that sense of being separated from people would have had less of an impact or negative impact on me if I had been thinking, this is all for my good. Instead of all the long and getting longer list of the reasons it was not for my good. So, Ain't No Mountain High Enough is a perfect way to begin a 4-week consideration of how can we manifest more miracles. Anybody in here would like to see more miracles in their lives? Yeah, me too. And so this week, each week there's going to be a little bit, so I'm going to be building on that. But this week, what we're going to kind of lay a foundation on is what really is a miracle, how do miracles happen, and what is the one thing, if you don't remember anything else, the one most important thing, if you want to manifest more miracles in your life. Now, all of you didn't say you need more miracles, and that's okay. Maybe this will be a refresher for you, but for everyone who said, yes, I want more miracles in my life, I'm going to manifest more miracles in my life, I can guarantee you, 4 weeks from now, you will have the keys that you need to unlock the manifestation door. Deal?
Yes.
Oh, you know, I could change and talk about something else. Yeah, I could. But I, you know, there's no accident, and you probably know this from other speakers as well. A lot of the time what we speak about is what we're working on in our own lives or what we want to expand in our own lives. And so a few weeks ago when I was thinking about the fall, it's like, yeah, let that be an entryway or a portal into more miracles in quarter four and in the new year. So I do want to start with defining miracles. I don't know, who has their phone? I know your phone's off, but who has their phone? Google definition for miracle, please. What's the definition, the standard dictionary definition for miracle? Okay, we've got a race going on here. who's first? Definition for miracle.
A surprising and welcome event that is not explicable by natural or scientific laws, and is therefore considered to be the work of a divine agency.
I love that. Give me the first sentence. A surprising and welcome event. I just want to repeat it for all of our friends who are online.
That is not explicable by natural or scientific laws.
That is not explicable by natural or scientific laws.
And is therefore considered to be the work of a divine agency.
And is considered a work of a divine agency. Interesting. Did your definition have anything different from that? Because there's more than one dictionary.
It also says a highly improbable or extraordinary event, development, or accomplishment that brings very welcome consequences.
Yeah, highly
improbable
or extraordinary. So that's what we think about in a secular world, right? A miracle is something that is like, whoa, I couldn't have imagined that. I couldn't have predicted that. And we often then, too, do connect it to some divine happening. But we are in New Thought. And what we understand is, where is the divine? The divine is right here. It is me. It is in me. It expresses through me and other people and all of creation. So I love the definition that says there's some like divine intervention happening, because it reminds us that really all we have to do, well, not all we have to do, but a part of what we have to do is to recognize the divine within and trust it that ain't no mountain high enough, ain't no valley low enough, ain't no river wide enough to keep the divine within me from getting to and partnering with the human desire, need, or good. So in the book Shortcut to a Miracle, which is one of, I think it's in my top 10 of all the spiritually grounded books that I refer to a lot, the authors Michael Rann and Elizabeth Rann Arnott, they wrote this definition for a miracle. What is a miracle? A miracle is a series of natural events occurring in the right sequence and at the right time to produce wonderful events or results. And how do miracles happen? Miracles happen through natural and normal circumstances. So their definition is a little bit in conflict with one of the dictionary definitions, but keeping in mind that they wrote this book in the context of spiritual understanding, natural, they were referring to in the context of spiritual law, natural law, the laws of nature and the laws of divinity working together in order to create a certain result. So let me tell you about one of my miracles. A few years ago, In January, like many of you, I set some intentions. I don't do resolutions, but I do set some intentions for the year, most Januaries. And this particular year, when I was making my list of these are things that I've not done before, but I really want to see manifest this year. And one of the items on that list was I wanted to give a TEDx talk. I wanted to be, you know, able to put on my website TEDx speaker. And I also I wanted to do it just for the experience. I had been to a variety of TEDx events, and through the course of a day, you hear different ideas and different things to consider. And so that was on my list. I want to do a TEDx talk. And in the month of January, I did some research. Like, how do you even get selected? And I learned you have to apply. There are TEDx events all over the world. And I was looking at what cities might I be willing to travel to, because they generally don't pay you their local events, that kind of stuff. So I'm thinking, well, you know, I have friends here, relatives here. It would be worth me going to that city if I get selected. So I picked six cities. I wanted to do a TEDx talk in one of those six cities. This is January. So come about June, I'm checking in on the intentions I set at the beginning of the year. And I'm like, huh. I haven't applied to one TEDx. I haven't filled out one application. I went and looked at the cities again, looked at the dates where there were TEDx talks in those cities. I had to revise my list because some of them had already happened, or the deadline to apply had not happened. Interestingly enough, there was a deadline for a TEDx program in Dallas, hosted by SMU. And the deadline was, I don't know, like July 20th or something. It was before the end of July. I'm in June. Did I sit down and write, fill out that application that day? You got it, Andrea. Nope. I made a mental note. But I reaffirmed again how much I really want to do a TEDx talk. And, mid-July, I'm like, oh, there was a deadline. It was in July. Let me go see when the deadline was. It was the next day. Now, every step of the way, you already have guessed the miracle is she got to do a TEDx talk. But every step of the way, there was another little miracle, right? I go to check intuition, check. It's the next day. So I stay up till 4 in the morning because you have to send a video. And so I figure out what I want to say. It takes me 2 hours to fill out the application. It takes me another 2 hours to get a video, a 3-minute video, because none of the takes on Zoom were working. Anyway, so I get it in the next day. And I don't hear anything. So now it's a month later. It's mid to late August. And I'm like, I guess they didn't select me because the event is in October. I get an email. And the email says, by the time we received your application, we had already filled all of our slots except for one. And I did what you did. Oh, good. I got it. That's why. And they said, and we had made it, the reason we have one is we made a decision that we were going to leave the last slot and have it decided by public choice. And so we've chosen yours as one of five people that we're going to show your video and the public can vote on which one of you get the slot. I did a really powerful prayer that day. All prayers are powerful, all prayers work, but this one was like, and then they sent me a week later, you know, or 2 weeks later, the link. So I posted my link to so people could vote for me on my Facebook page, and I asked everybody I knew to post it on theirs and get people to vote. And long story short, 3 weeks later, I get an email saying, you got the open slot. Yay! It's a miracle! Really, because all these places along the way, beginning with my own refusal to actually do my part and fill out applications all over the U.S., everything came together except for this. I got notification like on September 24th or 26th, and the event was October 12th or 13th. So everybody else had 6 or 7 months to prepare their talk. I had 3 weeks to prepare my talk with a full schedule. I think I was even working on the weekends. So I'm like, thank you, universe. I get to do a TEDx talk. Oh my gosh, I don't have time to prepare. It's going to be crazy. But of course, it was fine. It was crazy and it was fine. But right at the same time. And the day of the event, all I kept thinking about was, this is how the universe shows up. Because throughout, I mean, there were times I would pray about it. There were times I would think about it. I was always very clear, this is my best good. This is for me to be in service in this way. It wasn't all about ego. It was really, I had a message that I wanted people to hear and to take in about what each one of us can do to interrupt or end race-based hatred and violence in the world. And I knew the way that I was going to talk about that was a way that many people hadn't heard. And it was me saying, Spirit, help me get this message out. But every place along the way where there were barriers, especially my own, Spirit found a way. That's what a miracle is. It is being in alignment with Spirit and a miracle happening because I am not in control of everything that is going on. I am not in control of who they choose. I am not in control of whether people vote for me or not. I am not in control of doing anything except staying in alignment, keeping a clear vision, and believing that Spirit is going to show up and work out all the details in a way that I could not do it. And so when I think about the lyrics to Ain't No Mountain High Enough, in the second part, the second verse, the lyrics are, remember the day I set you free. Okay, remember the day you were born. Okay, remember the day I set you free. Again, this is Spirit talking to Tracy or talking to you. Remember the day I set you free. I told you, you could always count on me. From that day on, I made a vow. I'll be there when you want me, some way, somehow. This is what it means to really believe that the universe is conspiring for my good. Some way, somehow, leave the how to me, but no, I'll be there for you. That miracle could not have happened if I was not completely sure that the universe had my good in mind. And if I had not been selected, you know, I would have beat myself up a little bit for waiting to the last minute to apply. Yes, I would have done that. And I would have said, that was my warm-up. Now let me get out the other 5 cities and get those applications in because I got a response, right? Now I've got to work on my timing and trust that it will be in alignment with God's timing. Does that make any sense at all to you? I don't know. It's like, to me, I really realize it was at that time a miracle. It felt like a miracle. So I don't know. Do you have a miracle story? As I was telling my miracle story, did you think of your miracle story? I'm seeing some of you nod your head online. Do you have a miracle story? Of course you do. We all do. And if you can't think of one in this moment, let me invite you to think of this example of a miracle story. Are you alive right now? If you're alive, you are the miracle. Right, we often talk about all of creation as a miracle. You know, nature is a miracle. When I look and see the sunrise or I watch the beautiful sunset, it's like, oh, the miracle of nature. But for this series, we're not just talking about the miracle of life. We're talking about how we get in alignment with that and use ourselves in order to manifest miracles in condition, circumstance, and experience. Those that are created because we are cooperating, collaborating, or conspiring with the universe in how we show up. So I promised you that I would share with you what I think is the most important thing you must know if you want to manifest more miracles in your life. So there is nothing that can separate you from your creator. Many of you already said, when we say divine, we are talking about the divinity within us and how it cooperates and works with or provides guidance to the humanity that we are living and experiencing. And so when we know there is no separation between me and the force that created me and all of life, then we are able to work ourselves into heaven. We are able to experience heaven on earth. And so, again, going back to the Gospel of Ashford and Simpson, who were the people who wrote Ain't No Mountain High Enough. We think of Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell, but the writers of the song were Nick Ashford and Valerie Simpson. So we're going to go back to the Gospel of Ashford and Simpson, third verse lyric. Again, reminder, this is the divinity within you whispering in your ear. My love is alive, way down in your heart. Although we may seem miles apart, if you ever need a helping hand, I'll be there on the double as fast as I can. Don't you know, ain't no mountain high enough, ain't no valley low enough. You can finish it with me. Ain't no river wide enough to keep me from getting to you. You will never hear this song the same way again. When I play this song, I say, this is God singing to me, and I totally forget Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell, or whoever happens to be singing it. And that's really the most important thing that you must know. Some of you have grew up hearing the phrase, let thy will be done, or God's will be done. So the most important thing you need to know or remember is that God's will is that you live an amazing life. And it requires you to choose. What is it that will seem amazing to you? What is it in your experience that motivates you and that brings you today's word, joy, right? That delivers that joy into your experience. That's all, that is God's will, that you choose so that it can whoosh in and open doors, provide resources, create that in your reality. That's all it means when we say God's will or thy will be done in the metaphysical interpretation of it, the way that we talk about it in New Thought. And so if you can remember that, and if you can remember that there is nothing that will keep spirit away from you except your own choices, old stories, and false beliefs, but from spirit's perspective, it's not, it doesn't go on vacation, available 24/7, 365. It is always present and always looking for ways to say yes. It only says yes. So if you say, God is not on my side, God says, oh, okay, if that's what you want to believe, I'll let you have that experience, but that's us separating ourselves. So most important thing to remember is that you and spirit are one. Spirit and I are one. Spirit and I are one, and the universe is conspiring for my good. I get to be the one that decides what my good is, and spirit simply says yes. So, does this resonate with you?
Yes.
Then I have an assignment for you. Because it really requires us to get in alignment. So pay attention both to the miracle you are and the miracle you are creating. And maybe, take notice. And for some of you, that may mean journaling or keeping in mind, writing down what you notice. And I'm really glad that we have people online, and I'm really glad we have people in the room. But because you're in the room, you get a little something, surprise, miracle, extra something. So I need two people. I need someone whose birthday is closest to today, October 15th. October 15th, whose birthday is closest to today. Where are my October people? I see people quoting. October 16th? 16? Oh, today is the 16th. I said the 15th. October 8th. Anybody closer either way from October 16th? Okay, so I don't know if Jason can leave the booth or not. So. And then I need the person whose birthday is closest to February 4th, because that's my birthday. Is it February 4th? The 1st. Anybody closer? Oh, February 2nd. February 2nd. Come on down. Wow. Jason. Okay, so, I'm giving you homework. And so, because I'm giving you homework, I want you to be the models for everybody. So the Reclaim Joy, and today's theme is joy, right? It's a journal, and it has quotations in it to encourage you to think. But this week, as you start writing in your journal, you're focusing on
joy
and
miracle.
miracles, you as a miracle, and miracles that you experience in your life this week. Watch for them, yes?
Yes.
All right, give them a round of applause. Now, just because you didn't receive a Reclaim Joy journal doesn't mean you don't have to do the homework. Sorry. So, one, every morning, wake up and say, I am a miracle. Let me hear you say it.
I am a miracle.
Let me hear you say it like you really believe it.
I am a miracle.
And then begin noticing how the universe is conspiring for your good. Look for the ways that people and circumstances and conditions show up or shift that demonstrate the miracle that is happening because you are recognizing that you are a miracle and that you are able to influence what happens around you. That which you intend, that which you choose, being made manifest. That is what you are going to look for this week. And I do want to close with some Emily Cady, because I just love Emily Cady's writing. And so in Lessons in Truth, she says these things that I think are in direct alignment with what we're talking about today and beginning to talk about for the next 4 weeks. It is through Christ, the indwelling Christ, that we are to receive all the good that God has and is, as much or as little as we can or dare to claim. We must rather seek to be the truth consciously, to be love, to be wisdom, to be life, as we really are unconsciously, and let the results take care of themselves. Doing is secondary to being. When we are consciously the truth, it will radiate from us and accomplish the works without our ever running to and fro. This is the foundation for manifesting more miracles in your life. And let's take a breath and take this into reflection, meditation, or prayer. And as we breathe, we simply feel the body, follow the breath. From the tip of our toes to the top of our head, we feel the life within us. And we recognize the miracle that life is. Take a breath and quietly say to yourself, I am the miracle. I am the miracle expressing in a unique way. And there is nothing that can separate me from the divine, because the divinity is within me. Spirit and I are one. There is no mountain, no valley, and no river that can separate me from the source of my life and all life, and I'm so grateful for that. I choose what is in my best and highest good, and I trust That spirit has no other desire except to bring me that choice. And so I rest in the knowing that I deserve miracles. Breathing that in. And knowing this is the truth, we claim our miracles. We recognize them, we notice them, and we share them. And so it is. Amen.